From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. A second day of anti-government rioting breaks out in central Cairo, Egypt, with thousands encountering police officers, rubber bullets, and tear gas. The crowd risked prosecution to loudly demand President Hosni Mubarak give up his 30-year-old rule. Protesters say they were inspired by what happened in Tunisia, where the president was recently ousted. NPR's Michelle Kellerman tells us Secretary of State Hillary Clinton is urging the Egyptian government to allow protests and to stop blocking social networking sites.
Egypt is a close ally of the U.S., and the Obama administration has been calling on all sides there to exercise restraint amid protests inspired by the peaceful revolution in Tunisia. Secretary Clinton says Egypt should not prevent protests or block communications.
And we are particularly hopeful that the Egyptian government will take this opportunity to implement political, economic, and social reforms that will answer the legitimate interests of the Egyptian people.
She was speaking alongside her counterpart from Jordan, Nasser Judeh, who played down protests in his country. The two also discussed the impasse in Israeli-Palestinian talks. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.
President Obama's taking his case for economic growth and competition straight to the people a day after addressing Congress and the nation. Today, he was in Wisconsin, where NPR's Don Gagne reports Mr. Obama visited a company that makes high-efficiency lighting and energy systems.
It's traditional for a president to hit the road right after a State of the Union address to underscore his message. For Mr. Obama, the place chosen was Orion Energy in Manitowoc. The president spoke to employees and quoted a local hero, the late Green Bay Packers coach Vince Lombardi.
He said, "There is no room for second place. There's only one place in my game, and that's first place."
The president added,
"That's the kind of determination to win that America needs to show right now. That's what we need to show. We need to win the future."
Mr. Obama said sometimes Wall Street is reluctant to help a company with a good idea. He said that's where the government can make an investment. Don Gagne, NPR News, Manitowoc.
The Congressional Budget Office has just released a report likely to fuel debate over spending in the coming months. The director of the nonpartisan group, Douglas Elmendorf, says this year's budget deficit has ballooned.
"We estimate that if current laws remain unchanged, the budget deficit this year will be close to $1.5 trillion, or 9.8% of GDP.
The CBO says the latest figures exceed previous estimates after congressional Republicans and President Obama agreed to extend Bush-era tax cuts that were due to expire in December. The Dow is up 9 at 11,986. This is NPR. Oh, they're already shoveling snow in Philadelphia, where residents in that city and other parts of the northeastern U.S. are dealing with yet another snowstorm. Parts of the Mid-Atlantic are expecting several inches overnight. The Agriculture Department has given Florida a disaster designation aimed at helping growers recover from a series of freezes that damaged crops last month. NPR's Greg Allen has details from Miami.
The unusual cold that has affected the Midwest and Northeast extended all the way down to Florida in December, bringing three freezes that caused an estimated $330 million in crop damage. Hardest hit were sugarcane and vegetables, squash, snap beans, corn, and tomatoes. Citrus producers say their oranges and grapefruits luckily came through with little damage. 44 Florida counties are covered by the disaster declaration, from Miami-Dade up to the Jacksonville area. The declaration allows eligible farmers to apply for low-interest loans from USDA. Greg Allen, NPR News, Miami.
Toyota is recalling more than 1.5 million cars worldwide for possible fuel leaks, though most of the recalls are in Japan. They also cover Lexus IS and GS luxury sedans sold in North America. Toyota is trying to win back consumer confidence after other recalls that started well over a year ago. Taking a look at numbers from Wall Street before the close, the Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 9 points at 11,986 earlier in the day. It broke the 12,000 mark, and it traded up in 4 billion shares of trading. NASDAQ up 20 points at 2740. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News in Washington.